Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet.
And God bless you. This is Pastor Becky Kennedy coming to you tonight with today's deliverance. Truly, we thank and praise God for our host, amen, Pastor Hill. We thank and praise God for his ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank God for his obedience and giving us this opportunity tonight to come to you, because truly we are excited about the word of God. We are excited about the fire of God. And joining me tonight will be none other, amen, than our very own pastor out of New Jersey, Alpha and Omega pastor, and that is Pastor Linda French. God bless you, Pastor French.
God bless you, Pastor Kennedy. How are you on this evening?
Oh, I am wonderful in the Lord. I thank and I praise God for what he's doing and how he's doing things already in 2014. I am blessed. How about you?
I am blessed as well, blessed and highly favored. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to what God has planned in store for his people in 2014.
Well, my God. You know, it is just such a blessing to be with the people tonight over the airwaves. I want to ask you, Pastor, is there a word from the Lord for 2014?
My God, there is a definite word from the Lord in 2014. I tell you, God has been moving by his Spirit, and he just wanted to give us a taste of what would happen just before January 1st. God started moving by his Spirit prior to.
Come on now.
God has been speaking, and he's been letting his people know that this is the year of favor, that this is the year of blessing, that this is the year of abundance, that this is the year that God has chosen to redeem us, hallelujah, from the enemy and to bring back that which was stolen from us. So this year, I'm just thanking and praising God for how he has sent his word. The word of God says that he sent his word and it healed us. And I'm telling you, God moved mightily in the last 3 days. Glory to God. It was like there was a crucifixion that went on. It was like death came, and then there was a burial, but then there was a resurrection.
So God resurrected
some things, glory to God, prior to January 1st. And he's just been moving mightily, and we've been receiving testimonies of how God has moved in the lives of his people. And we just praise God for that, and we're looking for the more, glory to God. But if he have don't do anything for us, we still need to praise him, because he saved us. He saved us from sin. He saved us from hell. He saved us from the life that we would have had he not come into it. So I'm just thanking and praising him for everything. He has blessed me. I'm blessed and highly favored. And I'm telling you, if I had time to tell a little bit of testimony, I would. But we're going to move it right along on this evening.
Oh, my. She's on fire tonight. She's on fire. We're talking about the fire and the blessings of God. We thank and we praise God. How he has sanctified us, how he has cleaned us up, how he has washed us,
yeah,
how he has turned our lives around. And truly, I am a walking miracle. And I thank God, my testimony too is before even 13 went out, God gave me a taste of what he was going to do in 14.
Ooh.
You know, I thank and praise God for how he makes ways out of no way. He opens doors that no man can close. Because God opened that door. And I thank God for it. I praise him for it. But before we get too far down into this tonight, I'm going to ask you, Pastor, if you would take us into prayer. We want to go into prayer right here because we're excited. You know, and it's something about being power-packed and ready for action. You have a tendency to just keep it moving because when there's fire, you're going to move. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Pastor,
Amen.
Take us into prayer.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you naked. Glory to God. We come before you because we want you to look upon what we have been through, God, and what we are going through. Father, we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto you.
Yes, God.
Holy and acceptable. Glory to God. We're asking you to touch our lives on this evening, to touch anyone that is within earshot of this program, God, to touch all of those, glory to God, that have a part in this program on this evening. We're thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to have this opportunity, yet it is just another blessing coming into 2014 where God has allowed two churches, or three churches, I believe it's four churches, to merge into this program, God, and there will be such blessings, such glory, such honor, glory to God, that we will give to you. We bind Satan on every hand. We plead the blood of Jesus against him. We take authority over him because it has been given to us. And we tread on serpents and scorpions and over any power that the enemy would have to come against us. Father God, we thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus covers these airways. The blood of Jesus covers each and every one of us. The blood of Jesus makes us whole. Glory to God. We are your people and we are the sheep of your pasture. Father God, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor and we lift you up on high. God, we, hallelujah, we ask you to help us. We know we cannot do this alone. We are not in self. Self is dying on this evening, and we will, glory to God, put you first, God. We're honoring you. We're bowing before you. Glory to God. We're going to give you glory, and we're going to give you praise, and we're going to continue, hallelujah, to lift up the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Glory to God. And we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're all about, hallelujah, the Lord, and what, hallelujah, he is doing for his people, glory to God. We're asking you, Lord, to release the Lord of a harvest, that you would bring in souls, even those, hallelujah, that would hear this program that are not saved, God. Save souls on today, God. Save souls from henceforth, from now, glory to God, until we go off the air. God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Fill your people with your glorious power. Let the power of God rain down on, hallelujah, each and every one of us. Lord, hallelujah. Clean us up. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our sins and transgressions and for blood guiltiness. Create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, Lord. Get us on track, glory to God. Deliver your people, as the name of the program says. This is a program, hallelujah, that is focused on deliverance, hallelujah, for the men, women, and children of God. These things we pray in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Praise God. The scripture on this evening is coming from the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I have read for you the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah, glory to God. For verses 6 through 9. The word of the Lord is forever blessed. Amen.
My God, my God. You know, I thank and I praise God because, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, the word is blessed, but there are those that are sitting here with me tonight. Amen. Because we thank and we praise God for technology. You know, I'm in Orangeburg. We're in Orangeburg. And we thank and we praise God that Pastor French is in New Jersey. You know, and we thank and praise God, you know, for each and every one that's associated with us. I do believe that Pastor Marshall is also listening in on the line. You know, and I praise God, and she's in Virginia. You know, and I thank and I praise God for what he is doing. But I just want you all to know how God is. I was sitting here at the table. There are those that are around me that can verify that my Bible was open to Isaiah 61. I'm going to tell you, Pastor French and I, we did that, discussed the scripture. Therefore, I know we discussed that she would give the scripture, but we never said what the scripture would be. But I just marked in the Bible just before we went on the air, put a purple arrow right back down through those same verses all over again. And I know that this is the year of double blessing. This is the year that God is giving double for your trouble. Many people, you listening under the sound of my voice, you may have think that God has forgotten what he has said concerning you. If you can just look to the hills for what's coming, your help, understand your help coming from the Lord, and repent for your slackness and walk into your doubleness.
Yes, my God.
Because this is your time. This is your season. How do you know, preacher? Because he's already beginning to bless me. He's already turned some things around for me. He's already changed some things for me. Yes, the devil has come to throw a stumbling block, but I have to keep my eye on the prize. Why? Because God has said double. This is my time.
Amen.
Not only my time, it's your time. I praise God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. For Pastor Hill, because truly this is his season. This is his time. Double, 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 double. Why? Because he is obeying God. If you will obey the Lord, if you will obey God's word, he's obligated to do what he said. It's when we walk in obedience. Disobedience, I mean, forgive me. When we step into disobedience, we cause sometimes a hindrance in the plan of God for our life. But when you know that you have stepped out of the will, it's easy because he's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's not mean. He's not vindictive. He's a God of another chance. Somebody said a second chance. I always say another chance. And another chance after that. Because most of us, we've had more than two chances. More than three chances. More than four chances. So I just say he's a God of another chance. And another chance because he just keep on doing great things for me. He just keep on moving. He just keep on forgiving me. He just keep on restoring me. He just keep on fixing me. He just keep on showing me. And I thank him for it. I praise him for it. Pastor French?
Yes. Praise God.
Tell me. Give us a little bit of your testimony.
Lord have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. Now, you just want to start something on this evening, on this program, and this is our first programming of this year. And I tell you, Lord, have mercy. My car broke down, and I was hitching rides, and sometimes folk promise they come get you. They didn't show up, and I said, Lord, I know that you are restoring me. There are some things that you promised me, and I said, this may be just the hour. Now, I know what God said for 2014, but this was 2013. The third week of December, the car broke down, took it to the mechanic. They wanted X amount of dollars to fix it, and I said, why should I have to put money into that car and then turn around and may have to do it again? So I continue to pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Now, you know, God can give you specific direction, but you have to have a relationship with him in order to get the specific direction. You know, God is not a man. But the relationship that we have with this being, glory to God, that we have not seen, glory to God. And some people say, well, how do you know God speaks? And how do you know that when he's talking to you? Well, if you're saved, sanctified, and filled with his Holy Spirit, that should not be a question on your agenda. Your question should be, Lord, I will obey whatever you tell me to do. That's what you should say as a believer. But there are some skeptics. There are some agnostics. There are those who say, you know, God is dead, but we know that our God lives and our God reigns. He reigns over the earth. Some people say, well, why do we have all these things going on? It is because of disobedience, and it is because of sin. Glory to God. Sin has entered into the world, and because of that, the world is in such chaos. Because of that, people are dying prematurely. Because young people should not get shot on the street and die at the age of 14 or 20, glory to God. But the thing about it is that the Christians need to be on their job and be on their post. Prayer intercession is very important. We need to know what God is saying, glory to God. We need to know, glory to God, when someone sends for us that they need prayer and they need a word, glory to God. And maybe they don't hear God quite as effectively as they should. Oh, glory to God. There are some of us that are so seasoned, hallelujah, that we can give you the word because we have heard from God for you. We hear from God on behalf of our families. We hear from God on behalf of our friends. We hear from God on behalf of our church. This is not a plaything. This is not something that, okay, today I'm in with it and tomorrow I'm not. You have to be steadfast and you have to be unmovable. But let me get back to the testimony. I heard the Lord say, go to the credit union. And I said, okay, Lord. And I already had an account at one credit union, but I couldn't even get down there. So I said, well, let me just go back to the one that I used to have before I moved out of this city. So I went back, and the woman says to me, she says, well, you need to reinstate your membership. I said, well, that's no problem. I said, I'm here because I need a car loan. Well, glory to God, my God, the woman gave me, it was a skimpy piece of paper with just my name, address, and my Social Security number on it. Well, I'm thinking, you know, when you're applying for a car loan, you got this long sheet, 8.5 by 14 to fill out. You might have to fill out a second sheet. But my God, I'm sitting there and I'm exchanging communication with my friend, and this woman takes out her calculator and she's just punching in numbers. And next thing I know, the woman said, glory to God, we approve you for $21,000. Go look for you a car. And I'm telling you, the miracle that happened was because I'm only working part-time. And I'm still trying to figure out, my God, the amazing God that I serve, off of a part-time job, I was able to get approved for that amount of money. But glory to God, stop there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. went even further. The woman said, you have four bills? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, we're going to pay off your bills. So you only have one bill to be concerned about, and then we're going to extend you credit. The credit that we're going to extend you will go up to $3,000. And I'm like, Lord have mercy, do you know that I had a credit, two credit cards that were both $300? Now look at God. The $300 credit cards have been extended to $3,000. Can't nobody do that but Jesus or from a part-time job. I'm still praising him, glory to God, because I know that nobody could do what Jesus has done. All you have to do is try him. If you, there was a song we used to sing a long time ago. You could try everything. If you tried everything and everything has failed, just try Jesus. Glory to God. And all that happened prior to January 1st. The Lord has just been blessing, you know, even on the part-time job. He blessed me to get a promotion. He blessed me to get more money. I don't know. I work for the state, and I have never known them ever to give you a raise three times in 1 year. You get a raise once, but not three times. But glory to God, I can tell you I'm a tithe payer. I can tell you I pay offerings. I give God a special offering. I'm getting ready to give God a special offering just because of what he did. Glory to God. You got to know your God, and you got to know that word. Glory to God. When someone asks for a special offering, it's not always because they're trying to get in your pocketbook or they're trying to get greedy and get for themselves. Glory to God. You better know how to hear the voice of God and obey the voice of God and give because God has instructed you to give. You know when it's God speaking to you. You know when the Holy Spirit, glory to God, has said, go ahead and give that extra 10. Give that extra 20. Sometimes the Holy Spirit say, go ahead and make that check out for 100. But you have to be obedient. And I'm telling you, when the Lord speaks, I obey. And I believe because I obeyed, that's why God multiplied, glory to God, my credit. He multiplied, glory to God. I never thought I would qualify. I thought they would say something like 15,000, 12,000, never 21,000.
My God.
From a part-time job. I'm still in awe, and I should not be, because this is yet another miracle that God has performed on my behalf. I'm telling you, if I had the time, I just still could not tell it all. But that's just a preface of what he did in 2013 leading up into 2014. And I'm looking for the more because I'm believing his promises.
My
and I know
God.
That they are yea and amen. And there's over 5,000 promises in the Word of God, and I'm accessing every single one of them.
There's
praise God.
Promises, and I'm believing God for every one. And I thank God for what God has done for you, because I rejoice with you. I remember you rejoicing with me. And I praise God. I'm not going to go into it tonight, but next week, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you some more. And we're going to talk to you in our today's deliverance prayer and share time. We'll be talking on topics such as witchcraft, is it real or fake? Understanding the Trinity, knowing who God really is. My finances, God and I, and loyalty to our chosen leaders. And of course, we're going to be talking about relationships with God and others, because it's important in this double blessing year that we get the pure word of God and we be on fire for God. We got to be excited about what God is doing. Because I want you to know now that the other side is excited about what their thing is doing. They're even erecting extra statues. But I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. And I want you to know tonight, the Bible tells us, come let us reason together. So every time that you hear today's deliverance, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and come, let us sit down. We hope and we pray that we'll be able to open the lines up, where we'll be able to talk back with you. You'll be able to ask us questions. You'll be able to send us your prayer requests. Amen. And those of you that want to send a prayer request, you can email it to TD, Redemption Ministry, TDN, at gmail.com. And Pastor French, you want to tell the people where you are located?
Yes. You can email your prayer request and any inquiries to R as in Robert, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, L as in Larry, French, F as in Frank, R-E-N-C-H, at gmail.com.
Amen. And truly, we work, amen, together in ministry. Neither one is trying to outdo the other one. We are working together. Each one that you hear that is merging, that is coming together in this, we walk together. And we thank and we praise God. It's not no big eyes and no little U's. We're all together because we're after the souls. And we've come to you tonight in love. And we want to say again to Pastor Hill, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for this opportunity. And at this time, we're going to ask that Sister Jimmy would give us a brief selection, and you'll be back in the hands of our host. Can we say, God bless you?
Amen.
God bless.
Promises of God are yea and amen, amen. So we know that whatever God has already spoken, it's a done deal. It's already done. It's done. Yeah. What I shall be, I already am, is done. Oh, yes, it is. God has worked it out on my behalf. My eyes may not see it, but by faith I'll receive it. It will manifest because it's already done. Hey, yeah, it's done. What I shall be, I already am, is done. Oh, yes, it is. God has worked it out on my behalf. My eyes may not see it, but by faith I'll receive it. It will manifest because it's already done. My eyes may not see it, but by faith I'll receive it. It will manifest because it's already done. It will manifest because it's already done.
God bless you. And at this time, you are in the hands of our host, none other than Pastor Hill.
Hello, this is Pastor Hill. I like to say, I think I see Miss Smalls. Is you on the line? You on the line, just hit one. Sister Smalls. Thomas? Anyone that want to ask a question or have a prayer or just tell a testimony tonight, just hit one. And we have 434. And we got quite a few 803s. And we got a lot of people on the internet. So You're opening the lines. I know Pastor got a word for you. She got something she want to tell you. But you got to open that door. Okay. I'll ask the first question. Pastor, what is your next move that God has you to do in 2014 dealing with the getting a special message out to the people?
Is that question posed at me, Pastor?
I'll throw it right at you. I put you right on the spot.
I knew it was. God bless you. Well, getting the message out, first of all, starting with Blog Talk Radio, God released me to be able to be with you all and to make this commitment. To not just do one, but to be a part of this ministry. And I thank and I praise God for that. That is one avenue. The next avenue, God has released me into more extensive travel and to doing more revivals, opening more churches. So, this will be quite a busy year for me.
Okay. That's quite good, but that ain't the spot I'm going to put you on. When are you going to finish this play? This play been going on since middle of last year. And we was down there, you was talking about this play, how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that and who all going to be in it. And it's 2014. Is this play finished?
2014 is the year for plays. I have two actually right now that I'm finishing. One is completed and one is just about complete. Let me recant that. I have three because I have one that is actually completed and just needs to go into production. And I have two that I'm working on. One will be coming off at the Women's Conference in New Jersey.
Oh. So you're going to visit with Pastor French in New Jersey?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We'll be
And you're going to do
Jersey.
The play? The first play you're going to be done in New Jersey?
Yes.
Wow. Pastor French.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that now? You're going to get the first. South Carolina not going to be able to get the first hit on this play. New Jersey going to get it? All right.
Yes.
Well, are you saying you must be blessed and blessed?
Oh, I am very blessed and blessed and more blessed. We begin, I have, I talk to my sister often, and so one particular Sunday morning I began to explain to her this vision that the Lord had given to me. So when I explain the vision to her, as I'm talking to her, God is giving her how to set this vision up through the means of a play. And so now when I'm finished talking, then she begins to tell me the particulars that God had given to her. See, that's what happens when you have relationship with the Lord. So as I'm, even though I'm speaking to her, God, the Holy Spirit is giving her the ideas and how to, put it all together. And it is so exciting. And I'm telling you, the women of Alpha and Omega Worship and Deliverance Center here in Jersey City, New Jersey, are so excited about this play. But we're not, even though it's delegated for the Women's Conference, that particular night we're inviting women, men, and children to come out and see this play because I believe that this play is going to impact the lives of the people in such a strategic way. You're going to learn how to get your stuff back from the enemy. We're not going to give out too much just yet about the play. But God has done it yet again. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, he will allow you to, this is again about what the show is about, relationships. It's about me relating to my sister and giving her what God gave to me, and then she relating back to me, you know, and there's no jealousy in it. You know, God is in it. And when God is in it, there's no jealousy, there's no big I and little you. But we share and we believe and we trust the Lord to move on our behalf. And that's exactly what he's been doing. So we're very excited here in New Jersey about the play. We're looking forward to it. I heard that Minister Kennedy was already putting the props together. So, you know, it's very, very exciting, and we're going to have just a wonderful time, you know, with these ideas and with what the Lord has placed on the heart of Pastor Kennedy. So we will be moving in an area of spiritual warfare that I believe has just been scratched or tapped at the surface, but now we're moving past the surface and we're really getting into what warfare is about. That's what this play concerns. What warfare is about and how you have to, the soldier that you have to be to access and get into the heavenlies to do war and to do the intercession that is necessary. And you got to tear down the strongholds. You know, this is what this play is going to explain. So you're going to get it, you know, and you're going to, we're believing for people to receive and even children that they will, you know, understand, you know, their role as a believer and as a Christian and as a disciple of Christ. They will understand what it means to be serious about prayer and to be serious about intercession and to be serious about warfare.
Yes, God. I want to say right there that in many times in writing, when you are putting down as God give you something to impact people, God will turn around and he will give you something else, and he'll have you to insert it here, or he'll have you to insert it there. And truly, everything that we try and do, we try to make sure that we do it according to the leading of the Lord, so that someone's life might be changed, so that they will go away with some more knowledge that they did not have. Any time that the Lord has blessed me to put a play in production, this will not be the first time. But any time the Lord has blessed me to put a play into production, we always look for souls to be saved. So I try to make sure that I temper myself and what I'm doing, because I try not to get out of the step of God, because sometimes you can move a little bit too fast, because people, they'll tell you that they're ready and they're with you, but they don't have that mind and they have an ulterior motive. Our total goal here is souls, is to see people come to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm looking forward. I'm excited. I'm truly excited about the night, but I'm excited to see the outcome of this play. I'm excited to see New Jersey, and I'm just excited. It's truly God. Nothing but God could have did this. Nothing but God. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing but God. And truly,
God is God.
And he has he's opened this play avenue up. And, you know, the play will make you laugh. And it's going to make you think. It'll make you cry. But it'll also make you come to the altar. Because it's already that made me repent, and God has got me behind the pen, you know, and I praise God, you know, because many times we don't know that we're doing a thing wrong until God opens our eyes and reveals it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But I believe you said you saw a 434 number. I don't know if Pastor Marshall wants to say God bless you, wants to speak to the people, but I believe that 434 is going to be none other than Pastor Marshall.
All right, fella. They don't want to, look, you don't want to say nothing. I ain't going to put him on the spot. I don't want to run him. I see another number on that too, 803 number. I don't know it personally, but I see it. They want to say something, Pastor. I don't know what's holding them back.
All right.
But that's all right, Pastor. We ain't going to pressure nobody tonight.
Amen.
We're going to be back
Amen.
Next week
Amen.
On Saturday night.
Truly, that is a warrior in God. Amen. There are praises there in Virginia. And we thank and we praise God for just being real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Pastor, left up to y'all. Do y'all want to close now? Or y'all got something else you want to say? Pastor French, you writing a book?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh,
yes,
Pastor.
I am.
Now,
I'm writing a book.
Ah, so you are. Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Pastor Hill. I am writing a book,
well,
and I hope to have my book released this year.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I ain't gonna put you on the spot with it too much. I just want to clarify that you was writing that book. That's all.
Oh,
leave
yes.
It alone.
You're going to leave it alone.
Okay. Well, if y'all don't have anything else to say, we can close out. I'm going to close out with Smokey. I'm going to let him sing I Know Too Much About Him. I think he'll fit the program tonight. He sure.
Okay. Yes,
because we know too much about him to turn around now. Too much. So if none of our callers want to hit one, they don't have anything to say, Pastor. Pastor, what is going to be the name of this? I didn't get a chance to get it, but you say you texted it to me. Now put out to the people right now. I know you told me what it was. What is the name of this program for tonight? I got to hear.
I didn't hear the question.
What is the name of the program for Saturday night?
Today Deliverance Now.
Today Deliverance Now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful.
The time
Beautiful.
Of prayer and share. So this is Today Deliverance.
So are we gonna? I hear my buddy back there want to say. So he gonna close us out in prayer, or he just gonna sit there and don't say nothing?
God bless you, Minister.
Who's gonna close us out in prayer tonight?
Minister Kennedy is gonna close us out in prayer.
Go ahead.
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing. For Pastor Becky Kennedy, for Pastor French, for the wonderful word that was bestowed upon the waves throughout the air today. Lord, we ask, O Lord, that you touch them, bless them in a very special way, O Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. With all of that said,
we'll have,
if you
like, we have
Say that again, Pastor.
Pardon me?
Say that again.
You can go ahead. I was going to have you this. We're fine.
Pastor French, you have a lovely weekend in New Jersey. And to all the listeners in Orangeburg, peace around the world.
Amen.
And tell me that. that the doctors have the final say. No, you can't tell me that the Lord won't make a way. There's nothing you can say or do that will take away my faith. Ever since I tried the Lord, nothing can take his place. I know too much. He's a